All right, so here we go, man. Oh, yeah, we talk. We're in our 11th episode, man. How about that, man?
11th
episode. We're on the road, man. This is Jay Styles. Jared, J-Rod, what's up, man?
I'm back, sir. Glad to do this. Let's get started.
All right, V Brown conversation piece on the spot with V. How many names you got, V?
You know, I got to keep them guessing. You know, I got to keep one more. It's your girl conversation piece. Holla at me.
Let's see. Kelly Kills, Breezy Easy.
Yo, how you guys doing? Feeling so good being here today.
And by the way, shout out to V Brown, man. She made us a cinnamon moist fluffy.
He said moist
cake.
So many times.
I mean, I'm just saying it was moist. So moist, man. You know what I mean?
Moist. That way to enunciate on it.
It was moist.
I'm so proud of my cooking skills. I'm glad I got all three guys here on the panel and a girl.
DJ Prime Time.
And Prime Time. They also like cake.
Yeah, it was fun.
Hey, so fellas, if you're looking today, V Brown, man,
way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
I'm telling you.
I know. That's why I hold off on cooking for now.
I'm telling you.
We're ready for that.
You
a big step cooking.
You broke the stand? Is it broke?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I thought we broke the stand on me.
No, it just fell on me.
I think I start with cooking, to be honest with you.
No, I end with cooking. Because then, yeah, if I don't cook for you, that means I didn't really like you.
Damn.
Sorry.
Take guys. Note, fellas. Take note.
Guys. Make sure your mic is on, V.
Oh, it was off. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I think you just did that.
Oh, okay.
Turn it back on.
Yeah, if I don't cook for you, that means I didn't like you. Sorry.
Okay. All right, man. So y'all heard it from V Brown, out the mouth of V Brown. All right, so go ahead and get into these topics. First off, Caviar, we're supposed to interview mega producer Caviar today. But he's ill, so we'll get him on the next show.
Get
so,
well.
Yeah, get well, bro.
Feel better.
So we'll get you on the next. I had a lot of questions for you, man. I'm pretty sure V Brown had a lot of on the spot questions.
Oh, yeah.
For you too.
You trying to hide from me, I know.
So get well. All right, so first topic, J. Cole. J. Cole put on his Twitter actually last Sunday that he's coming out with his junior album, his third album, 2014, Forest Hill Drive, the name of his the house that he grew up in. Put it on Twitter, and he's not pretty much promoting it with a single. He's just gonna put it out like Beyonce, like Jay-Z did, like Yeezus, Kanye. How y'all feel about
he's
this?
He's not hot enough to do that. I'm sorry, J. Cole. You're cool. Your songs are cool. But you're not hot enough to just drop with no promo. Like, you don't have enough fans for that.
I agree. I think that, I mean, one, I think the industry, I think the fans are excited. I think that anyone that's checking for hip hop is like, oh, like, this is going to be exciting. But it's not going to break the internet, you know, a la Beyonce. Or like, sell everything like Jay-Z. Or even just, like, make everyone feel confused. Like,
I think he needs to leak some, like, nude pictures of his penis. Oh. And then that might get some more
people. Okay.
People might be interested.
I was like, when you said leak, I was like, oh, yeah, you know, a couple songs out would be a good idea.
I'm trying to see what he's working with. Like, give me interested, J. Cole. I'm not interested right now.
They're right, though. Like, I mean, and I say this to someone, like, I like J. I think we all like J. Cole, right?
Yeah, we do. I do.
We all like J. Cole, but it's like, it's interesting. I mean, you just kind of say, well, good luck.
Are we still talking about the dick or the album?
No,
I
just want
to I don't even know anymore.
We're talking about the album. I don't know what you two talking about, but me and Jared, we talking about the album. I do agree with V Brown and Kelly and you too, Jared, which y'all said. But I gotta give J. Cole a thumbs up because I don't know if y'all guys watched the trailer that I sent y'all.
Amazing.
But basically
boring.
He's talking about, come on, V.
I'm glad that he's back to his country roots and he said some real shit, but it was boring.
Come on, man. But basically, you know, I think J. Cole's in that stage where, you know, he's got connected back with his North Carolina roots, you know, and he was saying some true shit. I mean, he was just saying that basically, you know, you find the people in Hollywood
fake,
pretty much. Yeah. You know, and they kind of leave their original roots and they kind of get lost up in the Hollywood.
You think he's talking about Jay-Z?
No.
He's talking about Jay-Z.
He might be.
Because he did talk about like he had a little quote or whatever where he was saying that he doesn't want success if it means
sacrificing
his happiness.
His happiness, but then like ended it with like, or sacrificing like being so out of touch with reality.
Yeah,
which like I don't know if you've heard B or J lately, but these two are about as far away from reality as you can.
And that was his mentor, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so, I mean, but you know, never bite the hand that feeds you. Jay gave him his first shot,
so but I think that's why he's being more like subtle about, like, it's very open ended and kind of open to interpretation.
But he could be talking about,
he could be talking about a multitude of people.
I just think
he's talking about people that he's actually came encounter with.
That's Jay-Z.
That he doesn't consider.
Is Jay going to be on the album? Because he wasn't on the last one.
Well, no,
I mean, that's kind of something to read between the lines.
I mean, he was on the first one.
He just bought a house in Fayetteville for $150,000. It's like he's planning on his retirement. Like, he's just like, whatever.
If I was him, I'd do that too.
I mean, I feel like you get. Yeah, I feel like you get more for your book. In the country, for sure.
In the South, bro. They were at a Waffle House in the thing.
Yeah.
Yo, I felt
he was at his own.
He's like, he's doing the Taylor Swift thing where he's having these, like, listening, or he's going to people's houses. And
I think he's,
you know what? It was funny because the person who's corresponding the whole going to people's houses and stuff like that, she said she was in LA. So what I did was I said, hey, we talking about you today, J. Cole. Come by the studio. And I just wanted to see if he was going to say some shit, you know. Probably come in the studio and play his own.
He's gonna walk in right now.
But I feel where J. Cole is coming from, because sometimes we get caught up in this Hollywood lifestyle and shit, man. Sometimes happiness lies within just doing your art, you know what I'm saying? Not really focus on
the celebrity side, and the celebrity,
everything that comes with it, man. Sure. So I kind of feel where Cole's going at.
Yeah, I think I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm excited. It's the same thing, kind of like what hip hop is doing right now.
Exactly.
A lot of rappers are getting really personal with themselves. Even, you know, even Rick Ross's Mastermind. He said that, you know, was him trying to be more introspective, which is. Okay.
Right.
But it's like, it's just really the vein of hip hop right now. So
exactly.
Like, be honest and expose, you know, where you started and where you came from. And so I'm excited about that. At the same time, though, I mean, I don't know what to expect from him.
I
don't know what the music's gonna be.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's the problem of like not having a single.
That's true.
In addition to like just like a commercial aspect, it's like, well, no one really has an idea of like what you're going for. Or,
do you
like,
really think I that mean, was just, his decision though? Do you not think I, if it's his label? Be,
yeah, no, you just, know the label. Yeah. The label. There's no way the label is saying
because they can't make.
But how can he say no singles? And if the label really wants that, they would have. Done it.
I mean, he's not
Jay-Z, who has what I would call a lot of fucking
clout.
Yeah,
and exactly. I'm sure that he definitely talked to Jay first,
right?
And was like,
"What if Jay said I'm not putting out no singles?" Well, and he's throwing little shots at Jay-Z because he ain't putting
I think you want something really going on between like Jay-Z and
no, I don't want the drama. I'm just thinking, like, why is he doing this?
Well,
like,
he's not Beyonce, or he's not Jay-Z level, but I mean, he's an established artist.
Right,
you know?
He's
a well-selling artist. So like he does have a little bit of clout to say like I want to try this, see if it works.
And his first two albums, man, Cold World and Born Sinner, they were great albums.
Yeah.
They were great. That was good music. I mean, as a matter of fact, on the way up here, me and V Brown, I was listening to Cold World. Because I lost the CD, so I actually downloaded it again on iTunes, and I was like, man, I haven't heard that Cold World in a long time. I mean, that's an album that you listen to from the beginning to the end. You know, so.
Yeah, it's better now than I feel like when it came out, because there was a lot of songs like they were on mixtapes.
Which one? Oh yeah.
I can appreciate J. Cole and his music. I just don't know where he's going with this.
But
no one knows. That's like the thing. Like he's really like he was like I'm obviously talking about home in his little promo. He had, you know, he told this story about one of the first times he rhymed, you know, on like the fucking bleachers, like it's grease and shit.
So did y'all really think that was entertaining? Is this boring?
It was entertaining. I mean, it was entertaining.
It was a snoozer.
Come on,
a snoozer.
See, V, you.
I'm mad that you said snoozer.
V Brown, you're missing the whole point of the video, V.
I watched it and I was like, I want to be here for J. Cole. I want to be interested, but I'm not really.
I mean, the whole point of the
video. The way it was edited, it just was boring.
No, it wasn't.
He was skating.
I guess you just missed the concept.
I saw the concept.
The whole concept behind it was him going, returning back home.
Like, I saw it and it was boring. If I go back home, it's going down. You know what I'm saying? It's going, it's going down. B, my B, video.
B Brown, you're something else. Boy, I tell you that.
I might go back home with her. Turns up like that.
But shout out to J. Cole, man, because I'm thinking about I might,
it's going
to
be interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think I'm going to buy that album because I know, I mean, from the first two albums, man, the dude always talking about, he always has substance in his music. I like what he's saying in his music, man. So I don't doubt.
J. Cole's live show, for really real, is.
Yeah, he puts on a good live show.
So I haven't been to his live show yet.
Oh, my goodness. He puts on a good show.
Live band orchestration. Mm-hmm. Dude, like, I mean, there were some songs that he performed that I didn't like. And then when I heard him live, I was like, I was fucking around. My bad, Jay.
That's a good, and that's a good thing. I mean, just like kind of a side note, like Kelly said, it's a good that I've noticed a lot more like hip hop artists use live instrumentation in shows. Yeah,
it's awesome.
You know,
that's true.
Nice. Better than having just like a DJ and like backing vocals. All right,
so I'm gonna make a number prediction because okay, his debut album Cold World, he did 218,000 first week. Sophomore album Born Sinner did 297,000. You know what? So I'm gonna go with Cole. I'm gonna say this album's gonna hit. I'm gonna say 290,000.
With no promo.
That's high.
I'm gonna say 290,000.
How many followers he got on Twitter?
I'm gonna say 175.
I was gonna say 180. That's funny. Yeah. I was thinking that
right
too.
Right around there.
And then I'm gonna say this too. Whatever the number, whatever that first week number is, that second week number is gonna multiply times two. Only because when people hear it, they're gonna start buying it.
I agree. I think
I think that whatever that second week number is gonna bypass that first week number like crazy.
I mean,
it's gonna be Christmas week too. That second week.
That's gonna help. But yeah, you're gonna have a lot of skeptics. Like that's the thing. Like we haven't heard from dude in a long time. So we're like, what are you doing? And then once someone has the album, once it's online, once you can watch some or hear some of the songs on YouTube or whatever, that's gonna be a whole other push.
Yeah.
But also, I think the second week is telling for any record.
That's true.
Week you're buying it off hope.
That's true.
And that second week you're buying it because your friend
off
was
of
like
quality.
I don't think he's gonna put out anything trash though. I don't think that.
I mean, he never does.
No, he doesn't do that.
He never does. And that's why I respect him, man, for doing this. He's taking that Kanye West route. You know, I think he's looking at it as like, shit. I want to make my art. I don't want to have to like downgrade my art for radio. You know.
Which I respect.
That's what I'm saying. Like he's doing that Kanye route shit, you know. So I respect that.
But just last week, these people were saying Jay-Z's better than Nas. But that's, you ain't hear that from me.
Hey, you didn't hear that from me. Oh, I wasn't here. Never mind.
Oh, you wasn't here last week.
Nah, because I would have rode with them.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Hey, thank you, Jay.
Yeah, that's last week's talk. But I don't know. Jay-Z, as of right now, Jay-Z, you gotta give Jay-Z two nods, man. As of right now. Over
I mean, for having like the baddest wife ever and for being a great businessman, but as far as being a rapper, like,
okay, yeah,
we're talking like artistic purpose.
Yeah. I got you on that.
And I don't feel like your wife gets the count as a point. Like, I hate that Beyonce was one of his numbers.
Yeah.
On the complex. Come on.
You had to put her on there though.
Come on.
Because she's definitely
Beyonce.
She definitely influenced his career. Yeah. All right, so moving on to my man Rick Ross, Ricky Rosé.
Oh, my goodness.
And listeners, let me tell you something, man. So so basically what I do every week, man, I go and I look for topics and I send them to everybody via
Facebook
or emails or whatever. So when I sent this topic to Kelly, aka Breezy Easy, man, she had a war of words with me, man. I said, is Kelly on one or what? But Kelly did not want to talk about Rick Ross, Hood Billionaire album. She didn't want to talk about it. So go ahead and explain that first, Kelly Kills.
All right, so check it out. So this is Rick Ross's second album release this year. I don't think anyone asked for that. I don't think anyone needed that. His first album came out in March. So you're talking about, what is this, November?
8 months.
8 months later, yeah. We're getting really like part two of that album, I guess. But not even exactly, because...
I'm cold.
I don't even know what to say to that. but I guess my biggest beef with this album, and even the previous album, is that like, we're not getting anything different from Rick Ross at all.
Yep.
Like, if you liked Mastermind, you're gonna like Hood Billionaire.
Yeah.
And and I'm not, that's, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that I'm looking for dynamics. I'm looking for you to show me that you could do something other than what I know you can do. I mean, like, we're always looking for that. Like, in anything, like, you know, Kobe can, you know, shoot all the points ever, but now we're like, Kobe, can you pass the ball? Mm-hmm. Kobe, can you make your team better? Like, we're looking for...
Those answers are no, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like he's having to hold it down. Meek Mill in prison. He just lost a little weight. You know, he's feeling himself.
Niggas stay on the treadmill and then, like, get out.
He got some wings. Stop. He's doing other things.
I'm just... I mean, and, you know, shout out to you know, Rick for getting healthy. That's what's up. Shout out to the Pears also.
I gotta disagree with Kelly on one thing, where you said if you liked Mastermind you'd probably like this album.
Yeah.
I liked Mastermind and I don't like this album.
Well, that's
outrageous. And well, let me just, can I
talk about it?
It, to me, this is the worst album of his career, and you can play the tape back.
Oh my
you
God.
Can play the tape wow. back from March. I like Rosé, but I did not like this album. I wow. thought it was, I feel like he's finally run out of content, and it's in terms of, sorry, we got V Brown going nuts.
Yeah, she's
right now. It's like she's like Rosie the Riveter.
Wow, that's a good reference.
Yeah. Doing work
in heels.
She couldn't actually reach that shit without the heels.
V Brown is actually trying to. She's messing with the air conditioner right now. She's cold.
I'm cold.
Go ahead, Jer.
It's not. I don't know. Like I feel like the Ross like train is just kind of coming slowly to an end.
Do you think, like, McNeil was right?
I'm finally like, as someone that owns five of his albums or four of his albums or whatever, like, wow. I don't hold that against
so,
me.
So I guess
it's just I was bored. I only liked like four songs off of it.
I was also bored.
Okay, so I kind of got, I guess I agree with Kelly in a sense, and I agree with Jared in a sense. Rick Ross, he's not dynamic at all. He only talks about cocaine. You know, cocaine, hood shit. You know, hood billionaire, man. But you got to think, man. All of his albums itself, I think was it Mastermind? All of his albums went number one. I forgot which one didn't go.
Mastermind opened it up.
No, Mastermind was number one.
Right?
I think they've all been number one.
No, did you hear what the one that went number two? I forgot which one.
Did you hear what the real Rick Ross said?
The Teflon Don, maybe.
What did the real?
No, Teflon Don went number one.
What did the real
Rick? But in regards to that, like, I think Rick Ross, he holds that audience that does, you know, they're hood, they're staying the hood, so he, you know, he accounts for that audience, so he always will have that voice. And I remember Kelly said something during the message that nobody listens to Rick Ross. I'm like, a lot of people listen to Rick Ross.
Listen to Rick Ross, but
and a lot of people buy his albums, you know, because he speaks for that specific type of crowd, you know. So it's that audience out there for him, like they actually buy his records, you know.
Did you hear what the real Rick Ross said?
Mm-hmm.
He said that
in a documentary,
yeah, that hip hop was a tactic from the government to keep us under, you know,
yes,
underwhelming,
sure,
in the hood state.
I can believe it. It's a lot of conspiracy.
And then for Rick Ross, for you to even say that that's the audience that he caters towards, and he's gonna keep catering towards, he's not trying to grow. Like, I feel you if this is your story and you saw it, you was in a prison working, and you seen these people selling drugs, or you happen to be in on it because you was helping somebody in prison, whatever your story is, tell that. But now it's time to uplift. Like when people have a voice, I feel like you gotta grow. Like,
yeah, it's just
at some,
like,
point.
The only song to me that was interesting, because I was like, oh, like, this is something you couldn't hear, is like the Heavyweight song, where he's talking about owning Evander Holyfield's house.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's like, oh, that's something that's actually
real life.
It's real, yeah.
But don't you think it's kind of true? Because it's like, you're saying that he is capitalizing off of the hood mentality. Yeah, I sell coke, I sell drugs, now I'm in prison. And he worked at the prison. And then now he's a fucking millionaire, able to buy Evander Holyfield's largest house in Georgia off of selling it to us.
To us.
Just like it's drugs.
I got you. I mean, but if it don't, like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I was thinking just that thing.
Because, I mean, Rick Ross, everybody knows Rick Ross was a correction officer. I mean, I think it's up to the people who buy his albums to actually.
Maybe it's just a bunch of COs buying his albums.
I got it. That's true.
But no, I'm saying, this is the reason I'm bringing this up is because when we talk about other artists on other days, like a Jay-Z or whoever not standing up for us, how can we not say the same thing about Rick Ross?
I mean, I agree with you completely.
Well, I think we gotta expect more from Jay-Z on because he has a larger voice. Right, he has a larger voice.
The same amount of money. Rick Ross
is not mainstream. Not like a Jay-Z.
He's more underground.
He's more underground.
At the same time, he's known.
Like, I mean, he's known, but he's not like that. Jay-Z has a major platform. You know, if he says anything, he has a major.
Rick Ross is a rap star. Jay-Z is a pop star.
Exactly.
I think like if Rick Ross wants to like step up and say something real, he totally could. But he's not about that. And I guess what bothers me the most is that like he's still talking about this lifestyle that he has never lived. And then on this album, he's got an actual gangster, like a real live fucking gangster.
Yeah, talking.
You know, calling him from prison, being like, yeah, you did this, and you didn't even kind of do this. And it's really frustrating that he's getting validation from someone who really lived that life. One, this dude's been locked up since before Rick Ross ever rapped anything anywhere, but like at the same time, we're gonna let that validation like stand up. Like, one, Booby Williams is making a fucking fool of himself for representing Rick Ross the way he is. And then Rick Ross is like it's minstrelsy. Like, bruh, we know you didn't come from this life. To have someone, you know.
Vouch.
Vouch for you and like put in their 2 cents who we, you know, respect maybe, quote unquote, as a gangster. Like, doesn't make me look at you any better. It makes me look like you.
It's
kind of
weird. It's weird.
Like you put money on his books.
Exactly.
You know, I think it goes to show you that people really don't care about
Authenticity.
They just care about the production. They care about the entertainment part.
But that worked as long as he was entertaining. And it's like it goes back to the whole thing. Like the album's just like,
I mean, to you. That's what I'm saying. To you. It may be like that to you.
I mean, it's the same with Iggy.
But I say this to someone that like I wanted to like this album. Mm-hmm. Like I like Rick Ross, like as an artist. Like I don't, you know, for me, him being a CO or whatever, you know, like everyone knows that. But it's like I guess it's almost like a social experiment, like see how like much he can lie and like, you know, how much he can get away with before people start like jumping off the boat.
I mean, somebody already tried to shoot him down and extort him, and he's been extorted quite a few times.
That's
and
true.
Then
he's
got
not
ran
allowed
out
in Detroit.
Yeah, he got ran out of Detroit.
I don't think. I feel like if people.
Well, did you like the album? I mean, I guess that's what it goes.
You know, it started off pretty slow, but I like tracks. Like I think it was like 5 through. It was a couple of tracks I like. I like the one with K Michelle and Jay-Z moving bass.
That song.
The one Project Pack, Elvis Presley Boulevard
was a good song.
Kelly, Rich Bitch. He had some singles on here. He had Boosie, Nicki.
Did you like those songs because of him or because of the featured artist?
I liked it because the production was better. Because Timbaland did two of these tracks, and then I think DJ Toom did one of them. That's why to me it started out slow because the producer, I think his name was Beat Billionaire or something like that. I didn't like the production of the beats. I'm a beat guy. So the first thing I listen to when I listen to the album, I listen to the beat.
See, I liked this was while I was actually listening to it. I liked 5 songs off of it, mm-hmm. and 4 of them I liked because of the feature artist. Mm-hmm. And like, mm-hmm. you know, Project Pat, K Michelle, R. Kelly,
Yo Gotti, that
Big,
Yo Gotti.
Big Crit.
He going hard for Memphis. I see you, Rick Ross.
That Yo Gotti was hard. That Yo Gotti track was hard.
That Big Crit though,
that shit was hard too.
Yeah.
It was real good, but it sounded more like a Crit song.
That was a
song. That was a Crit song.
Which is why I think I liked it probably. I was like,
well, he produced the song.
Oh yeah. Well,
so that was a Crit.
Well, yeah.
But to your point, that was the same with the R. Kelly song. It was like that sound that felt like an R. Kelly song with like Rick Ross verses on it.
Exactly. So do you feel like Meek Mill's write his verses?
No.
I mean, I don't know about that.
No.
You think he write his songs?
Rick Ross writes ditties.
Rick Ross.
So how does he have this imagination if he didn't do this?
He's a pathological liar.
And then he fucking repeats the last word that he says almost every time.
He's good with,
it's like he has a flow. Like it is.
He's good with the pen, man. You gotta give it to him. He's selling dreams and people buying into it.
Like, fuck, bruh.
Because we, like I said, we all know that he was a correction officer. We all know that he lived in the other Rick Ross lifestyle, and people continue to buy his albums, which is proof to tell you that people just like the entertainment, man.
People, want to feel real ratchety and trappy, and I get it. You know, that's why I ride for Bobby Shmurda.
So, okay, so Mastermind did 179,000. So I'm going to say this one, man. I think this one's going to do almost 200. I'm going to say 189.
Are you on drugs?
Yo.
I say 100,000 maybe.
100,000?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
What is
100?
Well, okay, remember you said T.I. was going to do 300,000 and he did 80.
I know. But you know what? But his second week numbers went. Did you see his second week numbers? His second week numbers were like 200,000.
Yeah, he
did
not. Second week numbers. But
his album is on Billboard's hip hop album.
What did I just
top,
say?
Top 10 hip hop album.
What did I just say?
What?
First week Hope, second week Merit. There's no chance that this album in its second week is gonna sell more than it did in its
I'm looking at Rick Ross history right now, and all of his albums average 189,000 first week.
Yes.
No, average. He does average
over 100.
Mastermind, God Forgives I Don't came in at 218,000. That was his biggest.
That was his biggest selling
right there. So you telling me it's gonna get 100,000 people gonna buy this album for the first week?
115, 130. Check it out. Yo, if you go to his website right now, he's not even promoting this shit.
Yeah.
He's still promoting Mastermind. This nigga doesn't even know he's just put out a new
album. Well, he dropped the single. He dropped the Moving Bass single with Jay-Z.
Yeah.
And then he dropped the single with Boosie. And then
he's not even promoting.
He didn't go all in on the promo.
Oh no, like I heard him on Sirius XM talking about it. He's been promoting. He was on Sirius XM.
Is he gonna be on like Kimmel and Fallon like Planet? Or
I'm pretty sure like when it drops he'll be on there performing, you know. We'll see, guys.
That's always really weird to me though, like when rappers end up on Jimmy Kimmel and like Jimmy Fallon and shit. Like, what audience are you playing?
I think it's leftovers from the first album, and I mean it's not a big deal. Like, you're not gonna put any promo behind it. You're just gonna press them up, see what happens, and go from there. And then he's gonna say, "I got two albums out in 1 year."
Exactly. Yeah.
He's the only artist that did that this year. So, yeah.
Well, like I said, I like the album. I wouldn't buy it. I wouldn't buy it only because the substance. Like, I mean, I'm not.
I mean, you can play it before you buy it on iTunes, and you'll see for yourself.
Yeah,
you
know, I wouldn't buy it.
If it's worth the buy.
Maybe three songs on there that, like, if I was really trying to get turned up.
Yeah, I bought some. I bought the songs.
I would play them like right before I went into the club.
Yeah.
But then that's all I need those songs for.
Yeah.
And I can find other songs.
I mean, it's like comparing it to like I was listening to Port of Miami, and it's
that's
like
Port of Miami,
and it's just like night and day. Like
that's a good
those
album.
Songs were like they were fun to listen
that's
to,
a good
and
album.
This is before you knew all the CL, so you could like just enjoy it without any extra, you know,
Trilla, thing going. That's a good album,
but it's like. You know,
Teflon Don was.
I mean, because he had like good pump up songs, like party songs.
Yeah.
You know, he had like what was the song with Nelly on Trilla? You know, like songs
here
for
I
girls.
Am.
Yeah, Here I Am. And it's like,
oh, that was.
I think that's what I want to hear. Like, I want him to go back to like Kool and Dre and like the Runners
and Justice League.
Justice League, yeah, because like none of them are on this album.
That's
real.
I mean, I even still found, you know, Aston Martin music.
Yeah,
that's my Justice song. League,
yeah.
I love that.
Michelle,
that's that shit right there, man.
Yeah.
And
Diced Pineapples. Was that Wale or
him? No, that was him.
Wale and Drake.
Yeah, and Drake.
In other Rick Ross news, Mercedes-Benz revived the Maybach imprint.
It like left.
I can finally buy one.
Well, it left for like a year and a half, right? Or 2 years?
They killed it in 2012. And
now it's back.
And now it's back, which I'm happy for Rick Ross.
Welcome back, Maybach.
Yeah, because I was like, yo, you're
everyone's favorite expensive German car that no one can afford.
Even that good. I mean, like, get a Royce if you're really trying to
the
live
ghost.
A life.
Yeah.
So real quickly, for the other half of the debate, Killer wanted us to talk about Miss Azalea Banks' album, Broken Expensive Taste. And this, I mean, this chick. Okay, her first week sales, she did what, 11,000.
She sucks.
So I was looking at her.
Sorry.
So I was looking at her. I was looking at her second week sales.
Yeah.
She dropped 70% She dropped 70% in her second week sales.
3,000.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, to like. Yeah.
Nobody's checking for her. Who is she?
Exactly. Is she on a major or is she no. independent
she,
now?
She used to be with Universal.
She was on,
yeah. Yeah, she got.
She
has to be dropped.
She left.
It
was bad blood.
So that's independent sales?
That's independent sales.
That's not terrible.
No, it's not terrible. Especially for someone that like we are supposed to hate because she yelled at people that we like or whatever. But I will say though, okay, so one, I'm an Azalea Banks fan.
I see. Wow.
I see.
But like, here's the thing. Her rhymes, like, I don't think none of y'all even fucking listen to that.
I haven't.
I'm going to be honest, I didn't.
Just take my fucking word for it. But like, if we're talking about being a rapper, like, and especially as far as female rappers go, Azalea Banks is almost in a league of her own. Like, she has bars on bars on bars, and like, she's gonna be more confrontational than Iggy. Like, all the shit we talk about Iggy Azalea for, Azalea Banks does. I hate that Azalea's in both their names. There was no one in hip hop named Azalea ever. I mean, 1 year we had two bitches using the name. I don't know what happened.
What does Azalea stand for?
It's a flower.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Huh.
Oh, you guys.
We learned something.
Yeah, you guys.
That was a new jewel right there.
Like, I'm saying that, like I did a review of the album or whatever on my personal website, twobutches.com. Check it out.
Plug.
Shameless. Shameless. And, I mean, I mentioned that, like, as far as bars go, like, I really compare her to Nicki Minaj. She's definitely more in a, like, MIA and, like, Santa Gold lane because she's independent and, like, out there. But, like, she uses, I mean, like, Why does nobody like her?
I listen to Azalea Banks' older stuff, and she's more of like a rap, alternative rap artist type. So I couldn't really get into it. And I think Azalea.
Yeah, you should just listen to her spit. If you listen to her freestyles or whatever, like her beatless, like.
I'm pretty sure. But the thing that kills me with Azalea Banks is Azalea does more Twitter beefing than she does putting out music.
That's what I was gonna say. I don't have.
Why does anybody like her?
She started it,
but she always needs to finish it.
Like, what? Well, I mean, she started T.I. like because T.I. came in with No Mediocre, and she was like, T.I. talk about No Mediocre, yeah. But he got Tiny.
But
how you say some shit like that?
Went in on Tiny. Like, everybody goes in on Tiny.
Yeah, that's elephant in the room.
I'm fresh.
I think it had something to do with the name Azalea. His Iggy, and then it's her.
I mean, but that's like
brand confusion.
But that's what I'm saying. I think more people would rather listen to her music than her like Twitter, because she was only in the media for Twitter beefing or whatever.
Yeah,
the album been delayed 3 times.
Yeah. The day we were all Facebook messaging, and you talk about it, there was an article on DX where she slammed Eminem, like she brought Eminem's name up, and it's like, you know, that's like unprovoked, like it wasn't.
But
like,
do you think she's like stalking Iggy or something?
No. I'm just saying,
Iggy,
like,
had the same beef with Eminem too. Like, do you think she's stalking?
Similar beef, because in the cipher. Yeah, in the cipher,
he mentioned Lord that he'll punch Lord or some shit like that.
With the rest of Slaughterhouse or whatever, he made some dig at Lana Del Rey.
Yeah. Oh, was it Lord?
Yeah, Lana Del Rey. He was like, I would punch the punch her in her face or something.
What's wrong with him?
That's kind of the thing though. But like, I'm in the same vein. Like, I'm really tired of him. Like, M, you can say anything else, bro, and you can say it so eloquently. So the fact that all I ever hear you saying right now is how you're gonna beat bitches in the face and maybe rape.
It's a cry for help.
I think you're right. Like, there are all these other rappers, you know what I mean, that don't have to threaten skinny white women to make it. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. That's your vein. You're into violence or whatever. But like, I don't ever see you talking shit about no other niggas. Like, you're not stepping to anyone that could take you, which makes me feel like you're weak.
Nick Cannon.
Like I said, you're not really.
We're talking
going for anyone that could take you. So like,
I had to throw that in. I'm sorry.
That was good alley-oop right there.
That's just ridiculous. So like, yeah. I mean, I understand. Like. It's, I mean, like, you know, fucking actresses yell at Eminem when he says misogynistic things. Like, Azalea is kind of a feminist on some level.
Yeah.
So she's gonna, like, she's using her voice for that. She's letting people know, like, hey, Em is, like, a misogynist. We should just be aware.
But why does she just get herself out there and then do that later?
I mean, that's what I don't like. Her focus, I mean, I understand, like, she...
splintered.
because she has a good point. That's the thing, is like, I agreed with what she was saying, but it's like, you didn't, I don't know,
but where's your album?
But bringing up an artist, yeah, no, you know what, that, yeah,
I understand, yeah. And that's why, but like, at the same time, like, Azalea's not trying to be as big as Nicki. She's not trying to make that money, I don't think. I think she's trying to make her own lane in the independent genre, and I think we'll get good music from her. But like, honestly, lyrically, really fucking impressive, guys.
All right,
I'll have to give her a chance. Yeah. I'll give her a chance.
Where is she at? In New York?
I'll give her a chance. I'll give her a chance.
She's from New York. Yeah.
Where's she now?
I don't know where the fuck she is. Probably,
I think I'm gonna try to listen to it. I can't. I just can't get into her, man.
Try, bro.
I can't get into her.
Listen.
I don't know.
Don't make me start singing the Dreamgirls version of Beyonce.
Oh Lord.
So moving from Miss Azalea Banks, the AMAs are tonight, and a lot of performers tonight, man.
Yeah.
You got 5 Seconds of Summer performing, Miss Iggy Azalea, Jennifer Lopez, Mary J. Why is Garth Brooks on here? Garth Brooks, Charlie XCX.
Have you seen what Garth Brooks sells?
Oh yeah.
I wanna make that type of money.
Well, that's country, man.
Yeah, country music. Yeah,
that's country, man.
You know, if I ever start a label, Jay, I want it to be rap and I want country.
Hey.
That's it. Because country, I can't listen to country, but sure, that shit sells. That's where the money's at.
You got Fergie, Nicki Minaj, Selena Gomez, Ariana Grande, Skylar Grey, Imagine Dragons, Jesse J, Wycliffe, John, I want to see what he does, Lord, Magic, One Direction, Pitbull, Sam Smith, and Miss Taylor Swift, man. So we got a great lineup. So we're going to go with Artist of the Year, man. Artist of, actually, you know what? In this lineup, with all the people performing tonight, who you guys think we'll be talking about tomorrow morning?
Who's best more? Performance will probably be Sam Smith because he can actually sing.
I mean, but it's going to be boring.
Yeah.
Like, that's true.
I mean,
well, no, Skylar Grey is going to have the most boring performance. I know that. That you can take that to the bank.
I mean, like, well, yeah, probably. Because she's going to sound bad and be boring. Sam Smith is like, he's going to, you know, he's going to croon for us or whatever. But
oh, yeah, because I think him and Mary J have a song. Yeah.
It sounds good to Mary J. She did Stay With Me.
Stay With Me.
Oh.
With him. And, yeah, I love Mary J. Blige. Let me just start there.
You know what? I think.
I feel like there's a butt coming.
But,
there we go.
Right, so here's the thing. When you talk about, like, real singers, like, Mary J. is almost never in the list. Like, she is good at making music.
She is.
She's a great entertainer, but it's not like she could blow. And like this song, like I listen to it.
She can.
Not in the
Stay With Me is not her type of song. That's not her type of song.
I'm saying like she is not an Adele type singer. Like she's not gonna belt out anything. Like she'll give you some runs, but she can't. Like it felt out of her league. Like when I watched the video of them doing that song together, and like supposedly it was recorded live. it fell out of her league, and that was really
well. When you talk about Adele and you talk about Mary J, Adele, she can hit the notes higher than Mary J, but
she can hit all the notes.
But when you talk about that energy, that gives you that energy, that passion through that music, Mary J, she gives you that.
I mean, Mary J is gonna give.
I just think they're two different artists. Really can't.
She's gonna give you a praise.
Adele can't make songs to dance to or anything.
Right. Exactly. She makes songs to cry to.
I'm really curious if she'll ever get to that level of like.
Well, Mary J did.
But, like, Mary J's always had songs you could dance to.
Yeah, like, real love.
She has.
Like, I mean, even if you're, like, on a two-step real slow, you're still gonna...
Or bob your head, too. Yeah.
Which no one is bobbing your head to, like, rumor has it.
And then I was looking at TMZ, and it was talking about how, I guess, it's playing on ABC or is it NBC?
I think it's ABC.
Anyway, how ABC?
Yeah, it's got to be ABC because NBC's gonna have football.
Okay, mm-hmm. So they was preparing for, I guess, the Iggy and Jennifer Lopez doing the booty songs.
Oh my god!
So they had like they was hiring more people for to hit the censors and shit like that to make sure nothing gets.
I mean, the AMAs. Did we watch this last year? The AMAs went downhill. Like I'm just like, who even watches?
Downhill. Been downhill.
I'm like, do we watch this? I don't remember talking about this last year. I don't know.
I don't know much about the AMAs except.
Yeah, I mean, I can't remember who performed last. Was it? What was that? Kendrick Lamar, Imagine Dragons. What was that?
That was Grammys.
That shit was. Grammys. Yeah.
I will not support the Grammys ever again.
So. Nah, not after that Macklemore.
No, after that.
After that Macklemore shit.
That yeah. Macklemore.
So let's talk about Artist of the Year. You got Iggy, Beyonce, Luke Bryan, One Direction, Katy Perry.
Beyonce.
There's one artist on here I respect. And
who?
There's one artist on here I respect, and I hope she wins, and she's not going to. Beyonce.
Who you think gonna win?
Who I think's gonna win?
Iggy.
Probably One Direction or some shit.
If Iggy wins, I will blow up the AMAs.
No, it's gonna be One Direction.
No, it's gonna be Iggy.
Is this a fan vote? Is this a fan vote?
No, yeah. It's not a fan vote.
It's not a fan vote?
No, it's an industry vote.
Oh, it's an industry vote.
Iggy gonna get that one. Oh. After Beyonce's 7-Eleven video, there's nothing she shouldn't win. Like, if you put Beyonce's name on there, she should win.
Well,
you
know, okay, if it's industry vote, Beyonce should win.
If Iggy beats Beyonce, I can't take them serious if Iggy wins.
Iggy Azalea won't win.
Prefabricated.
Yeah.
Like, that is a cookie cut. Like, we just have to be beyond that.
Yeah. I would give it to Beyonce, but since it's industry voting, they're going by numbers, they're going by popularity. Well,
if they're going by numbers, Beyonce should win.
But it could also straight up be Luke Bryan.
Oh yeah, it could be Luke Bryan.
Honestly, like on some real, like we just talked about country, like on some real shit. You want to talk about numbers?
But yeah. I don't even know why they got him in this category though.
Because
he sells.
Nigga, what?
But I'm just saying though, everybody here is pop.
He's
except him.
Well, he's pop country. I don't know any songs from him, but I know
he's been on tour for the last like 2 years solid, and those gents sell out even when he goes back to the same goddamn city.
I say Iggy.
Nah, I think it's gonna be God.
If it's Iggy, man.
You know what I'm like looking at is like I'm like if Beyonce doesn't win, I actually do want One Direction to win because like I don't like Iggy Azalea.
Nope.
I don't listen to Luke Bryan. I don't want country to win, and I can't stand Katy Perry.
How is Katy Perry on the list?
Dark Horse.
I like Katy Perry.
That one song.
Dark Horse. That one song was
hot. She's a beast. I call her Karma.
and they're going to give a nod to Memphis. Jay-Z. Jay-Z. Juicy J.
Come on, the Juice.
I was
Academy Award winner.
Yes. Come. Yeah. Yes.
I'm actually about to go see Juicy J.
I want them to win for Single of the Year.
It's on a good show.
I'm so excited.
All right, so
he brings chicks up on stage
and makes out with him.
It's happening.
So let's move to artists. New artists of the year: 5 Seconds of Summer, Iggy, Bastille, Sam new Smith, artist. Megan Trainor.
Sam Smith should win.
I think Sam Smith get that
be,
one.
It's got to be Sam.
Yeah, I think Sam get that one. If they give that shit to Iggy, man.
But he sold. But he sold more than.
If they don't give the first, if they don't give the first one to Iggy, they're gonna give the second one.
He's more popular than Iggy, though, and he's more liked than Iggy.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, we never bashed Sam Smith.
But Sam Smith had a good album, man. He had a good album. So, I don't know. We'll see about that. All right, we got Single of the Year, Iggy Azalea with Charlie XCX, Fancy, John Legend, All of Me, Magic Rude, Katy Perry, Dark Horse, and For Real Happy.
If Magic Rude wins, like, that's a disgrace.
Is not gonna win.
Nah, For Real
Happy.
It's either Fancy or...
Happy.
Or...
Happy.
Yeah,
Pharrell got this. Happy. He got that off.
I think it's
that was an international song right there.
Yeah, I think Happy, song. But I like Dark Horse. I like
that's
that.
That's the thing. Dark Horse definitely had a real moment in the sun. And this is the American Music Awards, not the International Song Music Awards.
Yeah, then Happy would.
Then, but I don't know. I mean, like Happy set off the world, but like Fancy set off America straight up. Dark Horse.
I hated
set
that Fancy. America. So I hate that
I
song.
Still hate Fancy. Yeah.
God, I hate that song.
I mean, she starts the song with First Thing First. I'm the realist, and I'm just like, I'm out. I'm out.
With the ripoff DJ Mustard beat.
I hate that song.
I mean, to be honest, I hate all these songs, but that's just because I work at a radio station. Yeah. So
I don't hate. You hate Happy for real?
Yes, I absolutely hate Happy.
I love that song,
dude. I've heard the song 5 billion times.
Happy, man, depressed. I hate Happy.
Happy makes me want to kill myself now. The irony.
Yeah, I like Happy. Okay, so favorite album: Iggy Azalea, New Classic, Drake, Nothing Was the Same,
Drake,
Eminem.
Drake,
if it's fair,
Eminem, Marshall Mathers, LP 2.
If it's fair, Drake should win.
Yeah, Drake should win. If it's fair. If it's fair. Because Eminem,
Eminem's album wasn't very good.
It wasn't.
And Iggy Azalea's album is a disgrace. So
bullshit.
So she'll probably win.
That's what I'm saying. You know what?
Well, I don't know because.
I don't
Eminem
know, man.
Sold a lot of records.
But
no one liked that album, though. That's the thing.
Let me tell you something, man. The industry, they love when we talk. They love to get it wrong. So last year, they got Macklemore wrong. Everybody was talking about the hip-hop album with him and Kendrick Lamar. This year is going to be Iggy Azalea, that new classic. Everybody's going to be talking about on Twitter tomorrow.
Yeah, because if Eminem wins.
What the fuck
wins,
is going on? You have Drake and you have Iggy, and Iggy wins over Eminem and Drake? Come on, man.
I mean, you're right.
She would have a death threat if she wins over them. I'm sorry.
I know, from this show.
Exactly.
That would just be outrageous. I mean, one, like, Drake, I mean, Nothing Was the Same was just like a hit factory.
It was a good album.
It was a really good album.
I wouldn't say great, but I'd say a really good album.
It was good. It was better than the last one. It was better than the last album.
I really like Take Care. But it's like just so many singles came from it.
Like five singles.
Yeah, I mean, it was
all like, hit Drake's singles.
Been all, notable all year because of that album, and it, you know.
And he probably won't win.
Yeah, he won't. I don't think you. I'm telling you, man, it's gonna be something like an Iggy, man. Just to get everybody talking. He's gonna win. Just to get everybody talking, but I
mean, the thing is, like, Eminem doesn't deserve to win, but if he won, like, I don't think anyone would be upset. You know, I'd be like, whatever. But it's like, if Iggy Azalea wins, like, really?
Yeah.
I mean,
Iggy Azalea wins, man. I'm gonna blow up Twitter, man. I'm hashtag everything, man. It's gonna be
sick. Hashtag fuck the AMA.
Yeah.
I will start.
I mean, if you're getting it, the thing is, if you're, I don't know, like, you gotta look at the actual awards. Like, if, you know, the AMAs, I mean, like,
nobody watches.
I don't care if it's like the Sandbox Awards. I'm tired of Iggy getting shine that she has not deserved or earned.
Me too, man.
And Drake really, like, he cared in this whole album. Hey,
I think my problem with Iggy, man, I just hate because she's always speaking on something.
If Iggy wins, do you think T.I. wrote her acceptance speech? He probably did.
She's not even going to accept the award. He probably T.I. did. T.I.'s going to go up there, and Snoop is going to be like, my bad. He's going to put his little head
on. She probably won't even show up. She probably thinks she's too big.
If it wasn't for T.I., man, Iggy would be in a doghouse.
That is exactly the point.
Yeah, T.I.
She better stay in.
If you want for the king of the South tip, she'll be in the doghouse, like, for sure.
Yeah, she better be glad she got a real one behind her.
Did y'all see that video? I think right after when T.I. kind of cooled the situation down with Snoop, I think he was leaving the airport and TMZ caught him up and he asked him, he was like, will you ever be working with Iggy? And Snoop was like, I don't fuck with you.
That's why he's the best.
I don't fuck with you. That shit was hilarious.
Snoop understands what it is. It's about that bread. He knows what it is.
He does. But like that's also upsetting. Like, I wanted to be about hip hop for a second. Like, because that's the thing. All these cats have so much bread already. The fact that they're still chasing it so like fever.
But he couldn't go too much harder at Iggy though. Like, it would just been.
He did go real hard.
He did, but if he would have kept going, it would have been bad.
But if Iggy, all Iggy had to do was laugh it off, and then would have went away.
Yeah. But I mean, it's also the same thing about, like, you know, being a 40-year-old dude like picking on a 20-year-old little girl. Like, it just gets creepy after a while. Like, if you're a 20-year-old dude and you're fucking with a 20-year-old girl, everyone's like,
it's a joke. There's Instagram. All she had to do was post another photo of Snoop Dogg looking
Because he has a good sense of humor about himself. Right. If she posted something funny about him, it would have been. They probably would have ended up doing a song together, actually.
Damn sense of humor, because T.I. hasn't developed that part of
him. That's a great
point. She didn't know what to do. She was scared.
Yeah.
She was scared. And she knew that if she put out something weak, then we would clown her even more.
So hell like, yeah.
I mean, where's.
And you know Swaggy P ain't know what to tell her either.
I know, even that. Like, he crossed his fools up and was like, you just need to chill out.
Right.
I don't know what.
Like, what is Swaggy P gonna do with Snoop? Swaggy, sit down, bro. And then what makes it so bad is she dressed up as white chick.
I know. And
but Swaggy look like that.
So, exactly. So if you make all this fuss, then why dress up as white chick if you really didn't think, you thought it was cruel that he put a photo of you looking like a white chick?
A reposted photo.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. Exactly. He didn't make it.
Get a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Laugh it off.
You suck.
I don't know. So the AMAs come on tonight, man. So make sure y'all check it out. And that's about it, man. We're going to wrap this up. Make sure y'all get us on Facebook and Twitter. Everything at Oh Yeah We Talk. IG, Oh Yeah We Talk. And Jared, where can I get you at, man?
On Twitter, Jared Am Andrea. Follow me. Don't be a loser. Just do it. Okay.
And V Brown, conversation piece.
Okay, you can hit me up on Twitter, Miss Combo Piece, MISS Convo PIECE.
There she goes.
And conversation piece on Instagram. Just the whole word, conversation piece. Holla at your girl. Like some pictures.
There she go.
Add me. Retweet me.
Is this an acceptance award? Or
yes, this is my award.
I want to thank the Academy.
Thank you.
I want to thank God.
Go ahead and stand
up. Yeah!
And download. Oh yeah, download us on iTunes as well.
Oh yeah, make
subscribe.
Kelly Kill, Breezy Easy.
Breezy Easy. You can find me on the Instagram. That's BREEZY Easy. It's too easy. Please hit me up Instagram. I'm on Twitter, right there too. And if you want to find me in real life, my name is Kelly Braxton. It's K-H-E-L-L-I-E. Braxton, like Tony, no relation, although that's still kind of up in the air. We'll talk about it.
All right, man. So do what B. Brown said, man. Make sure y'all go subscribe to our page, man, at Oh Yeah We Talk on iTunes. You can just type it in and come right up. And just download it, man.
Yeah, I might make you a cake.
Yeah, you know,
the first 100 people to download get cake sent to them from B. Brown.
Hey, man, she making good moist cake, man. Y'all want just cake, man.
Moist.
When I was offered the cake, I was like, are we still talking about cake? Hey. Like, I was like, this just went into a weird
direction. This is orgasmic cake, guys.
Just like tiny dicks.
Yeah. Shout out to Team Little Dicks.
Pause.
It's the motion in the ocean that matters.
That's what they say.
But make sure y'all follow me at J-E-Y Styles TV on all social media, man.
Who are they?
And you know what? I'm mad as fuck right now, man, because we just lost to the fucking Bears. My Atlanta Falcons lost to the fucking...
They've been losing every Sunday.
All right, chill out. We won two games in a row.
They're going to win the division at 6-10.
How many games have they played?
We're at 12
games. And they won two? Okay.
All right. All right, man. We are out of here. Oh, how your Wizards doing, Kelly?
Oh, the Wizards?
Yeah.
Oh, we are 9-3, my dude.
Oh, man. Shit.
And the Grizzlies
Grizzlies, y'all. I think y'all number one.
Yeah, number one. You know what I'm saying?
Lakers.
And what about those Lakers? Jared?
Now we're coming for that number one pick. Jahlil Okafor, get ready.
All right, man. Lakers. We out, man. Peace.